outside, the sun shone like a medal on a t-shirt sky. Thomas hurdled the park wall and set off towards the wood. He grabbed a leaf as he passed and mashed it in his hand. The green dye left a mark on his palm. It was an entry stamp into the secluded places that he loved. He rolled the leaf between his fingers, then put it into his mouth. It tasted bitter. He raised his shoulders in the breeze. Then he saw him, curled up on an old metal hub. He was the size of a large cat lying there. The fox looked up at him, almost as surprised as he was. Thomas reached out to stroke him, but the fox sprung to his feet and headed off. "Foxy," said Thomas. It was the first word he'd spoken to anyone all day. He followed the fox as far as the park gates. Every now and then, it would turn around and look at him, then run on. "Foxy," he said again. But Foxy had disappeared.